Even the ears of Korn could hear the distinct sounds of Viking summer camp. Another season had begun.
From Fran Tarkington and Bud Grant to Chris Dolman and Randy Moss, Chuck Foreman in the 70s, to Adrian Peterson the past decade, thousands of players, stories, memories, and sweat poured into the 52 years in Mankato. The summer home for the Minnesota Vikings since 1966. The college city, 90 minutes south of the Twin Cities, is getting their final season of hosting the team's training camp.
It's been special having training camp in Mankato. I mean, we consider them partners. We've had a over 50-year relationship with the people at the university and also in the city of Mankato. And anytime you get a chance to see Vikings fans come together, training camp is positive energy. Those are positive days because it really sends out the message that people need to have hope, not only as fans, but also as our players and coaches. And that's what's great about training camp. It basically sends the message of a new beginning.
The moments that fans will never forget, getting to interact with their favorites on the team. But the time in Mankato is just as memorable for the Vikings players. Time bonding on the field in preparation for an upcoming season is key. But just as important is spending time together off the field and getting closer as a team. It's brought numerous stories, memories, and good times for past and current players.
They had frozen beer mugs. At Mankato, we would go in there and finish our practice on a hot August afternoon or July afternoon, and we would drink those pitchers of beer and come to the dining table, and we weren't hungry. We didn't want to eat. And so then we'd go after that, come back to the dormitory, and we'd play cards. We'd stay up to 1 or 2 o'clock, eating pizza and playing cards. And that, again, built the camaraderie and the culture that was special to us.
The people of Mankato, and Mankato was a great venue. It wasn't that far from the cities. You know, the food, we always had great training tables. Man, we had great training tables. I think that's where I first experienced frog legs and stuff that I wouldn't eat now. it was a great time.
The final trip south down Highway 169 is taking place as the Vikings get ready for the 2017 season. And next year will bring their training camp to the new state-of-the-art facility in Eagan. But the decision to leave isn't easy, as the city, facility, and fans have made their summer home one of the best in all of football.
The exuberance and the level of excitement people in this county and this part of the state have when the big football team arrives in Mankato, it's very precious, and it's very deeply rooted. It's very long-lasting. It's something that definitely is very special.
You run into a lot of people, and you may not know names, but you can recognize some faces, where it's become sort of this tradition, and there's this sort of relationship that develops over the years between, in some cases, I've gotten emails the last few days from guys who are adults now who are kids, you know, who would make a point about trying to bond with a specific player.
All good things must come to an end. And for the Vikings, the 52-year partnership with the city of Mankato is ready for its final send-off. Over a half century of football, countless stories, and of course, memories that have spanned generations. An era is ending in southern Minnesota when the Vikings depart Mankato next week. But it was quite a memorable 52-year run.